Welcome back. Let's get serious. Ongoing immigration processing delays have left almost 2 million applications stuck in limbo. We're talking years in some cases. So how did it get this bad? Pandemic is part of it, of course. And how are we going to get out of it? Ryan Neely is joining us now, an immigration lawyer. Ryan, thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Wesley.
Have you seen this? Is this the worst it's ever been?
Yes, I've been, no doubt. I've been doing this for about 20 years, and this is by far the worst across all processing streams
I've seen. Is this pandemic? Is that the reason why?
Well, I think that's the reason. That's a large part of the reason why IRCC is saying. But you know, we as a law firm, and you as a radio station, and people out there who have businesses have all adapted and learned. Learned how to continue business as usual during the pandemic. So I'm not sure why IRCC seems incapable of doing the same thing.
Isn't it a federal government ministry and public service workers?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're at work.
You know, they're,
from
they're,
home.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they, you know, and certainly other, you know, I'm not, you know, I empathize a bit, but certainly other federal departments have been able to do this and shift and pivot and get to distributed workforces.
Yeah.
It seems like IRCC has really just fallen behind.
So who are these folks that are in limbo?
Well, I mean, they're across all processing streams. We talk about, you know, spousal applications, so people separated from their spouses overseas, even spousal applications where people are in Canada. You know, a lot of them don't have the ability to work. So you've got, you know, highly skilled individuals here who are sitting and twiddling their thumbs for upwards of 14, 16 months while their in Canada application for permanent residence goes through so they can start working. And I'll just add that prior to the pandemic, that in-Canada application class was being granted work permits at first stage approval in about 3 months.
Yeah, I remember. I remember that that was part of the deal, right? You come here and if you're deemed qualified, we'll get you going ASAP. How are they making
it? That's right. Sort of integrating people into the fold a bit early on, other than waiting for the full permanent residence.
Do we know how they're making ends meet in the meantime here?
I don't know. No, I know a lot of people are having a tough time, you know, relying on one spouse's income, things like that.
Wow. Okay, so we got 2 million. I in terms of the backlog, is it safe to say this is going to take years to resolve?
I think that's safe to say. I am hopeful that they will start throwing bodies, IRCC will start throwing bodies at certain applications to start bringing you know, this backlog down in certain categories, but it's going to take, we're at 1.8 million in the backlog, and that's grown, I think it's 350,000 in the last 4 months alone, so it's not like we're even trending in the right direction here.
Okay, I'm hearing they put the immigration process on hold. Is this separate from that in terms of through the pandemic, the applications from overseas are on hold, or is this part of that?
So certain applications have not been processed. Federal skilled workers, they stopped inviting federal skilled workers early on in the pandemic and really sort of focused on getting individuals who are already here in Canada landed as permanent residents. But I mean, if you look at the numbers of who they've landed in 2020, I mean, we only landed about half of our levels plan in 2020. So we're well behind the ball, after 1 year. And this year, I'm not sure that we'll meet the levels plan either. So we're going to have to make up those numbers going forward. So not only will we deal with the backlog, but we're also going to need to invite more people to become permanent residents, which will increase the workflow.
So these are considered, I guess, high-profile or priority cases?
Well,
shouldn't they be?
Every case for permanent residents in Canada is a priority case. We have a levels plan that we need to meet. We need to land 350,000 new permanent residents a year. You know, sociologists and economics people have discussed this, and this is what we need for our economy. And we're falling well below that now. You know, we don't have the best birth rate in Canada, and so we look to immigration to bolster, you know, our economy,
our social safety net too. So
absolutely.
So that being said, Ryan, how much of it is from the pandemic issues in other countries that maybe that they can't get the paperwork they need? Is it all Canada's fault?
No, certainly not. I mean, listen, there are legitimate reasons as to why certain applications can't go forward. People can't get to certain paperwork in place. But the government has been good about waiving certain requirements for original paperwork or in-person applications. It just seems that even the processes they've put in place with respect to citizenship, let's say, where they're doing Zoom oath ceremonies and Zoom interviews, that those are just taking forever to get through as well. I mean, you would have thought that there would have been an attempt to try and clear some of that backlog.
What do you tell your clients who are in limbo and all they want to do is get back, you know, with their family? Or they were told that their spouse could come over, and now, in many cases, we're talking years of I guess, living apart, right?
Yeah, so we're trying to be really honest and upfront with clients and give them, you know, the straight goods, which is that this is going to take a while. The last thing we want to be doing is telling people, oh, this is going to get taken care of in the next couple months, and then 2 years later, they're still waiting. So we just say, you know, buckle up and hold on. Try and meet in other countries for periods of time. Have that spouse travel back overseas. But then what are we doing? We're encouraging international travel during a pandemic. So, you know, there's no great answer to any of it.
Are you optimistic that you're being heard by the immigration minister and his or her cronies?
I'm an eternal optimist, Leslie. So, yes, I do think that they are turning their attention to this issue. I also don't think it's unreasonable to consider that maybe it's time for the Office of the Auditor General to get involved and undertake a performance audit. You know, I wonder whether they would uncover, you know, serious deficiencies in the way that they process applications if they went through a full performance audit.
You think it goes beyond lack of manpower?
I just think it goes to lack of forethought on the way the process works.
Okay. All right. Thanks for bringing our to attention. We'll check in a little while and see if things change. Appreciate it, Ryan. Thanks for your insight.
Fingers crossed. Thanks, Leslie.
Yeah. Immigration lawyer Ryan Neely, as you heard, doing it for 20 years, and this is the biggest backlog he's seen.